Do you remember when you started the Grand Canyon show and how you even got in?
The first time I had the idea for the Grand Canyon show was in 1997 when we came back from Michigan and we lived in Flagstaff at your sister's house for a month or two while I was looking for a job.
And I was looking for a job too.
Right, because in the beginning I was still trying to find a job teaching English in NAU.
You were going to sign a contract with them.
Yeah, and they actually gave me a contract to teach English. And somehow they never said to me to sign.
And my contract from Chin Lee came before yours.
And your contract to Chin Lee came up first. And so I wrote to them, or I called them, and I said, you know, send me the contract, or, you know, I mean, I can't just be left hanging. And they never did, so we went to Chin Lee. So it was sort of, you know, a sign.
It worked out well for us.
Yeah, it worked out well for us.
Yeah.
But anyway, because I did not want to teach English.
Right.
I would have much rather done photography. So, but, you know, we had to make money. And what was very interesting is that if I had taken the job in Flagstaff, I would have been paid more or as much as you were paid in Chin Lee. I think it was pretty much the same. But the cost of life in Flagstaff was so much higher than in Chin Lee that we would have had, you know, less money.
Yes.
Left to us living in Flagstaff and living in Chin Lee.
Right, because the rent is so expensive in Flagstaff.
Yeah, in Flagstaff you got to pay, at the time, in 1997, you had to pay maybe $1,200 of rent a month. And it wasn't even for a very nice place.
No.
In Chin Lee we paid $200 a month with utilities, you know, gas, electricity, water, trash, everything. I mean, it's a flat rate. It was taken out of your paycheck. You know, my point in business is that it's important to know how much you make, but what's much more important is to know how much you keep. Because if you make $1 million and you only get to keep, you know, 10% of it, well, you're making less than if you're making $10,000 and you get to keep 50% of it. You know, so it's really much more important to look at what you're left with than to look at how much you're making.
Right.
And I've always tried to minimize the cost because, you know, what matters is what you're left with.
So how did you find out how to apply for the Grand Canyon show then? I mean, you saw the show.
Well, what happened is when we lived in Flagstaff at your sister's house, we went to Grand Canyon for a day trip, you know, more or less. Or we camped for a few days and we walked around the park and we hiked and so on. And while we were doing that, we walked right in front of the Altavar Hotel, which is where the show at the Grand Canyon was. And when we walked in front of the hotel, I saw two artists selling their work. And I immediately said to you, that would be the perfect place to sell my work. I did not really talk to the artists. I just went through the booth and I looked at what they had. I thought, you know, there's really nothing here that I can't do. It seemed like it wasn't that difficult. It took me about 6 months, I think, to try and find out how I could get into that show. And, you know, I mean, we had to move to Chin Lee and we had to get used to it. And it was a pretty rough ride, you know.
It was. It was in the beginning.